Groga the Golden Ogre. Groga, his father, and the Slurm floated and bobbed in their red bubbles into the center of the city of the Black Ogres. Behind them, Bogo was doing somersaults in his bubble, rolling himself downwards into the city. His friends were heading towards one of the huge spiral towers. It was covered with sharp spikes. They had no time to roll away. Their bubbles burst. They tumbled onto the spiral edge of the tower, which was as smooth as glass. They began to slide round and round, faster and faster, down and down into the city. Past bridges and towers, they slid into a tunnel and out into a huge red pool of foam and bubbles in the center of a vast black hall, lit by lamps of hanging fire. Crowding round the pool were black ogres and slurms. Three slurms, even bigger than Groga's father, pulled them out. They had no chance to use their swords. A big, fat ogre with two heads shouted at them with both his mouths.
A red ogre, a baby slurm, and...
He stared with all four eyes.
A golden ogre. The king might give me a present for a golden ogre. To the king, now!
The giant slurms held them on their backs with their tentacles and carried them up long, crisscrossing, madly twisting spiral staircases. In and out of the shadows, black ogres lurched, laughing or shouting. Sometimes they crossed crazy bridges and saw the red pool below them. They came to a great, round room with giant open windows. The top of the tower. Black ogres stood all around. The king of the black ogres sat in the middle of the room on a throne of white bones. He was not much bigger than Groga. He had no neck, arms, or legs, and was covered all over with white pimples. He had one red eye that could move to any part of his body. In front of him, on a small pillar of shiny black stone, were nine yellow stones fitted to a black metal triangle. The sunstones. The slurms made Groga and his father kneel down. The two-headed ogre began to crawl on his stomach towards the king.
Don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me.
His two voices shouted, but not together. He was so nervous.
I have something nice for you to kill. A golden ogre.
The king's eye darkened. Five of his white pimples shuddered, and out of each shot a long, white, bony finger. They picked up the two-headed ogre, tossed him up and down three times, then hurled him through a window. The other black ogres laughed and clapped or waved their tentacles. Groga was horrified, and although he was very frightened, he said,
Why kill your own ogres?
A thin, mean whisper came from a slit at the top of the king's head.
To show that I alone am king.
But then his voice rose to an enormous scream, and his mouth became a great red hole.
I alone am king!
He roared. The black ogres and slurms shuddered and moaned in fear. The king aimed the triangle of stones at the baby slurm. It jumped into Groga's arms.
Put that slurm down so I can kill it,
whispered the king. Groga was too terrified to reply, but he would not put the slurm down. The king's eye turned black. A streak of yellow light shot from the end of the triangle straight into a big ten-eyed ogre, which vanished. leaving only a little shaking yellow flame.
Put the Slurm down, or you will both be next.
Groga's father was getting angrier and angrier. He threw himself at the king. King's terrible rattling bony fingers seized him, throwing him up and down, and then out of a window.
Oh, no!
Groga burst into tears, ran towards the triangle of stones, and pointed it at the king.
Only I can fire the sunstones,
laughed the king.
Only I can hate enough. Hate is how they work.
Suddenly, Groga heard a voice calling his name from outside the tower. Boga's voice. Flying through the window on the back of a bat frog came Boga, and still angry, Groga's father.
Dad's not dead! Caught him!
Boga swooped and rose.
Great hate fires stones!
Yelled Boga, almost falling off.
Great love's stronger!
Groga thought of his father, of Boga, of the baby Slurm, and of Zagan. He felt a wonderful, tingling warmth which seemed to run through his body and into the metal triangle. The stones glowed, and dazzling circles of burning energy surrounded the king, who dissolved into hundreds of tiny yellow lights. Boga's bat frog flew down. The baby Slurm jumped onto Groga, and, still holding the triangle, Groga jumped on the bat frog's back. Out through the window they sailed. Black ogres on their bat frogs were swarming upwards from the middle tower.
Kill 'em! Kill 'em!
Yelled Boga to Groga.
I can't hate, not even the black ogres, so I can't fire the stones.
Think of us! Save us! Think of Zagan!
Called his father. Groga aimed. Arrows of light flew into the tower, turning it into a blinding pillar of gold, before it sank, flaming, into the center of the city. The black ogres scattered in fear.
Come on, Brog!
Growled Groga. Brog? Asked Groga.
Don't know much, do you? It's what these bat frogs are called. Found it hanging upside down. Stole it. Then thought, better rescue you. Caught your dad as he fell. Almost didn't.
Thank you for saving us, said Groga.
Almost didn't. But said to myself, shall I? Shan't I? Shall I? Shan't I?
And then you said, all right, all right, all right,
laughed Groga. Boga was amazed.
How do you know?
Groga said, and then one of your horns became golden, just like one of yours, father. It was true. Neither had noticed in the struggle. Even Boga laughed, he was so happy. They flew towards their village through a golden sky, the Slurm asleep in Groga's arms. Zagan would be well, and soon they would be home. ¶¶